Burgers are one of the most popular foods in America. You've probably eaten one recently, and you're definitely craving one now that we're talking about it. Make this summer one to remember with Good Ranchers. Right now, listeners will get free Wagyu burgers for a year. If you haven't had their American Wagyu burgers, I was just telling people here in the office, you're definitely missing out. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. Simply go to GoodRanchers.com and subscribe to any of their custom curated boxes filled with 100% American beef, chicken, pork, or wild caught seafood. Use code DAILYWIRE at checkout to claim your free American Wagyu burgers for a year. Not only is this a $400 value, but you'll also get a free bacon butter gift that's the perfect bacon topping for any burger. And in case you needed any other reason to support Good Ranchers, they support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Every order you make saves American farms and directly supports American veterans. Change the way you buy your meat today. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code DAILYWIRE to claim your free burgers for a year and support veterans this Memorial Day season. That's GoodRanchers.com. Use code DAILYWIRE. Good Ranchers, American meat delivered.
Hello and welcome, everybody. Welcome to episode 61 of Candace. You guys, I have just 6 weeks left of pregnancy. 6 weeks before I get to meet my little girl. You know what I was just thinking about? I was thinking about how I'm going to tell her she was such a miracle because she survived so many world events while she was in the womb. It's actually incredible to reflect upon the last 36 weeks or 32 weeks, rather, of pregnancy, everything that she's gone through. First, it was COVID hysteria. We were masking, doing this medieval performance, pretending that it was going to stop the spread of a disease. One vax, two vax, three vax, four vax. I got no vax. And guess what? She somehow survived. So blessings be that my daughter somehow survived COVID hysteria, and we no longer have to wear masks through airports. And then I thought, quickly thereafter, we traded out our Fauci signs, and suddenly it was the Ukrainian war, the hysteria. Oh my gosh, it's going to be World War III unless we give everything to Ukraine. Doesn't matter that the American people have nothing. We need to make sure we send billions of dollars off to Ukraine, or else Vladimir Putin is going to take over the world because that's what he wants. Yeah, I didn't really get behind that narrative, and yet somehow my daughter in the womb, she has survived that. And then we very quickly transformed and started talking about abortion, and it was, oh my gosh, if you're a woman, you need to be outside marching on the steps in D.C., marching outside of the Supreme Court justices' homes. You need to be screaming, my body, my choice. The Democrats want your baby now, out of the womb. They want that baby gone. And somehow I said, I don't really think this is the hill that I need to die on. And my baby survived abortion hysteria. Could you even imagine that it was all made up and actually they were not going to send women back to the Middle Ages? And then suddenly today I've realized there's just one more battle that my unborn child might be facing, and it's monkeypox. You guys listening, hearing about this? Monkeypox, be scared. If you're watching, be scared. Be very scared, because a monkeypox is going to get you. Let me tell you something. The first person that lines up to get a monkeypox vaccine, I'm going to laugh in your face. That's what I'm going to do. I've decided that I'm going to say that now. You have me on record. I'm going to laugh in the face of any person that falls for this next narrative, because it is beyond ridiculous. Of course, Joe Biden and his administration has come out and said that monkeypox cases are something that we need to be concerned about. But worry not, you guys, because they already have a vaccine in the works. The United States has purchased millions of monkeypox vaccines after Massachusetts has confirmed a case of it. It doesn't seem that anybody is dying from this, but it doesn't matter, because pretty soon you'll be able to roll up your sleeve and change your Facebook profile pic and say that you did your patriotic duty and got yourself injected with another vaccine. Ladies and gentlemen, we will get right back into this ridiculous topic in just a moment. But first, a brief message from our sponsors. Summertime is almost here. You know what that means? It's grilling season. I personally cannot wait to break out all of my grill gear and to cook up some American Wagyu burgers from Good Ranchers. When you use my code Candace at checkout, you'll get 2 pounds free of Wagyu beef. And you can make so much more than burgers with this ground Wagyu beef. I'm doing tacos, meatballs, and maybe even a stir fry. There are so many options. Not only is the meat absolutely delicious, but the guys behind Good Ranchers are incredibly proud, hardworking Americans. They're all about connecting quality American products to American people. They're firm believers that everyone deserves to know where their meat comes from and that each person should be able to afford it. So get 2 pounds of free Wagyu burgers. What are you waiting for? Use my code Candace or visit goodranchers.com/Candace. Plus, this month, 50 listeners who purchase Good Ranchers with code Candace will be eligible to attend a private 30-minute Zoom call with me on June 9th. That's promo code Candace at goodranchers.com/Candace. Somehow the FDA has already approved a vaccine for smallpox, which we were told was eradicated at some point in the 1980s. And yet, despite this eradication, there still seems to have been some need to get some vaccines quietly approved in 2019. And then, would you believe it? Guys, remember when they had this pandemic simulation for COVID called Event 201, and then suddenly, unbelievably, there was actually a global pandemic, and they just, these leaders just had a feeling and a suspicion, and they ran an exercise, and then ta-da, it was here. Remember that? It was the World Economic Forum working alongside Johns Hopkins University, working alongside, of course, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Wherever there is a pandemic, Bill Gates is sticking his nose in it. Well, would you believe that for monkeypox, they also ran a simulation in March of 2021 at the Munich Security Conference. They ran a simulation on reducing the high consequence of biological threat. And in that pandemic preparedness exercise, they talked about an unusual strain of the monkeypox virus. March of 2021. And then in November of 2021, Bill Gates comes out, he does the rounds, and he starts talking about this idea that there could be a bioterrorist threat of smallpox that we need to be prepared for. So let's hear Bill Gates. This guy is so lucky. He's always invested in these vaccines. He always predicts that these pandemics and epidemics are going to happen, and then they actually happen. Let's hear it straight from the horse's mouth. This was taken last year.
And so I'm hoping in 5 years I can write a book called, you know, we are ready for the next pandemic. But it'll take tens of billions in R&D that the U.S. and the U.K. will be part of that. It'll take probably about $1 billion a year for a pandemic task force at the WHO level, which is doing the surveillance and actually doing what I call germ games, where you practice. You say, okay, what if a bioterrorist brought smallpox to 10 airports, you know, how would the world respond to that?
How would the world respond? These are germ games, guys. He's just posing like, you know, what if? What if there was a bioterrorist threat? I want to play germ games. Let me pose something. What if the bioterrorist is actually Bill Gates? Like, what if Bill Gates should be in prison if we want to avoid the next pandemic? What if we got together a bunch of people and said, hey, you know what? Actually, you are the universal threat. You guys have been playing germ games. What if we also locked up Dr. Fauci alongside him, who unironically invested $100 million to Bavarian Nordic? That is the vaccine manufacturer. Yeah, Fauci invested $100 million through NIAID. You know, he's the director of that, guys. That stands for the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. So there it is. The stock has jumped 70% on the monkeypox vaccine order. What if these people were all biological terrorists and all of them needed to be locked up? Again, I'm just playing germ games alongside you, Bill Gates. I think actually at the end of the day, when I think about it, maybe my baby hasn't survived a bunch of world events, and rather what my unborn child is surviving are attempts at authoritarianism, attempts at globalism, attempts at a small group of people that have amassed way too much power to impact every area of our life via global governance. This is the calls that we are seeing today for a pandemic treaty. Forget your national sovereignty. We're going to come in and we are globally going to decide whether or not you can leave your house, whether or not you must get a vaccine, whether or not you must have a vaccine chip that proves that you've gotten your various booster doses. Forget your individual sovereignty. That's what we are up against today. Thanks for joining me on this segment of Candace. If you liked this podcast, be sure to subscribe and leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. To watch, listen to the full show, become a member at dailywire.com/subscribe.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context. Plus, tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly, easier said, done.